Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's Clinton. On today's show, Darren Barefoot joins me as the co-host once again to talk about the surprising midway loss in the first round to East Duplin. We'll also talk about the rest of the baseball teams that lost this past week, and we'll also get into high school women's soccer and the Clinton Dark Horses. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. Well, thank you, Darren, for joining me once again this week, and we got some big games, but thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir.
Let's get right into it as the Midway Raiders just surprisingly lost to East Duplin this past week. You were at this game. It was an 8-7 loss for Midway that ended their season with a 16-7 record and 12-2 in conference play. A great game. Obviously, tough for Midway to lose that game early in the playoffs, but let's get some highlights from that one.
Yeah, that was a tough game for those that were in the Royal Blue and White. We talked last week about how this was going to be an intriguing game because all of each Duplin's losses were close losses. They didn't get blown out in any of them, so we talked about how this was going to be a closer game than many thought, and sure enough, East Duplin jumped out on Midway 2-0 in the second inning. They figured out Carson Calpett's pitching, who has been pretty strong for Midway this year, but they were successful off of him. Midway responded in the bottom of the second, scored 5 runs, went up 5-2, added to that lead a couple innings later, made it 7-2, looked like they were poised to advance to the second round. And East Duplin answered top of the 6, they scored 6 unanswered runs and went up 8-7. Midway had a couple opportunities, but East Duplin stood tall and shut them down. And, you know, the props to them for stunning a team that I thought was going to get at least to the third round. Midway had a good team this year. They've kind of been up and down. I honestly thought they could have made it, like I said, at least to the third round, but East Duplin had other plans.
And East Duplin went on to the second round, but did lose to Roanoke Rapids in an 8-0 game. And Roanoke Rapids are going on to the third round to play John A. Holmes Edenton High School up in Edenton. So interesting for Midway to lose there. But a great season for Midway and a tough way to lose out, though.
Yeah, still 4 county conference champions, so definitely something they can be proud of. But obviously they didn't get quite as far as I'm sure they hoped. But still a good season overall.
And our team that made it the farthest in the playoffs is Lakewood this year. They made it to the second round against Whiteville and did lose there 7-1, but had a great 4-2 win over Camden County. That was a really good game for Lakewood there, but then again, an early loss for the Leopards. They were on a kind of high and low again this year, and just like Midway was, and they were obviously on the high going into the playoffs, but found their low in the second round.
Whiteville is a tough team. I think historically they've always made deep runs in the playoffs, and that looks to be the case this year. They've got a great team, and I think Lakewood just lost to a better team. When you look at Lakewood, you can see how tight-knit they are. I'm friends with Coach Dave Faircloth on Facebook, and he talks about those boys as if they were his own kids. I mean, to watch the relationship and the bond that he has with those players, it's fun to watch because he genuinely pours his heart and soul out for that team. And I was excited to see them get that first round win, and was definitely one of their bigger fans in the playoffs. Hated to see that they lost, but Whiteville's a powerhouse, and I mean, it was just, that was a tall order for them to go down there and upset them. But hey, congratulations on that first round win.
And congratulations to Leopards on a great season. Making it to the second round, they end their season with a 10-8 record, 8-6 in conference play, as in the Carolina Conference. And also down in the 1A bracket is the Union. They did lose in a 7-0 game in the first round. Congratulations to them on a great season near the end of the season as well. They got on fire, and they finished 10-14, 5-9 in conference play. Really good team. They're growing a lot down there at Union, and great season there. Also, for the Clinton Dark Horses, they lost to North Johnson in a close 4-2 game. North Johnson, a very good baseball team, but Clinton struggled again this year, both hitting the ball and defensively. Just a great season for them, but struggled throughout the season. Obviously, Midway beat them badly, and Clinton, but a close game up there. Let's give looking back at the season for all the baseball teams in county, what do you think was the biggest surprise to you this season?
The biggest surprise to me this season, I would probably say Midway's loss in the first round. But also, looking over how Clinton played the season, they started out strong, hit a mid-season slump where they were just up and down, couldn't get their footing, lost big to Midway at home, then went to Midway and played them very closely. And to close out their season, I know they lost to North Johnson, but they lost to them in respectable fashion. And given some of the losses that they've had this year, to go to a team that was undefeated in their conference and had only lost a couple games on the season, and to play them closely and actually down to the wire, could have won that game. To me, that's mad props to the Dark Horses. They played well. I know they wanted to get the win, but you know, to go up there and do what you did, that's impressive to me. So that right there is also one of my surprises, the fact that they went up there and competed, because I honestly didn't think they were going to be able to. But hey, they proved me wrong.
I'd also say that Union's spectacular end of the season was a surprise to everyone. They started out with a winless record there for a little bit, but then got their stuff together and won a few straight games and came out to be 10-14. Some big games, too, with a win against Clinton. And some really
West Blaine game, winning that game to me solidified them. And, you know, to make it to the playoffs, we know they lost in a game that wasn't really close in the playoffs, but, hey, the fact that they made that late season run and qualified for the playoffs, that's something to be proud of.
Now let's move over to soccer, and before we get to the Clinton Lady Horses soccer team, we'll get the other teams in first, as the Clinton Dark Horses are the only team left in the county for all sports playoffs this season.
It's funny, me and you talked about that last week off air, and I was not really thinking we would be one team left from the area, and here we are.
I was not expecting that we would be sitting here today saying Clinton was the only one left. I was expecting maybe a Midway win and maybe a surprising Clinton win in baseball. But here we are sitting here with Clinton only in the county, the only team in the county left in the state playoffs this year. And Hobton lost to Rosewood in the first round 4-0. Lakewood lost to Manio 3-0 in the first round. And Midway beat North Johnston 2-0 in the first round, and then later on lost to Midway Goldsboro 2-1 this past weekend. And a great match there in Goldsboro. It was at Goldsboro. Great match there. But let's move up to the Dark Horses. A spectacular season for the Lady Horses. 14-0 in conference play. Four county champions. And 21-2 in conference play. A big win against Dixon, obviously. They could meet again in a couple weeks, but we'll get to that in a minute. First, let's start off with the Clinton-Roanoke Rapids game. Clinton did beat Roanoke Rapids 7-0. They did struggle there for a little bit in the first half. They're only scoring two goals. And I believe you have some stats on goals per game there for both of these teams coming up this week as South Granville comes to Clinton to play the Dark Horses.
This is going to be an intriguing game. Clinton is averaging 7 goals per game to South Granville's 4. But looking at the two teams, they do have a common opponent in Roanoke Rapids. We know, as we just said, Clinton beat them 7-0. But South Granville also has a couple of impressive wins over them. 1-4-0 victory and a 7-0 victory of their own. So I think this is going to be a closer game than people might be thinking. I'm definitely going to I said this already, I'm going to stick with the Dark Horses probably the rest of the way through. But I think South Granville is going to be a worthy opponent. I think we're going to, some of these games that South Granville, or excuse me, the Clinton's played in the past against your Dixons, against your Laneys, to get them prepared for this is going to come in handy tomorrow when they play South Granville. I think they're going to need that.
Clinton will possibly move on to play at Durham School of the Arts on Wednesday, if that game does not change this. Clinton-South Granville game will be played on Monday, and if they do beat South Granville, they will move on to play Durham School of the Arts, who beat Washington this past weekend in a 2-1 game, an upset over Washington 2-1. And now let's move on to that fourth round game. If they get over Durham School of the Arts, we could be seeing a matchup of Dixon again. Obviously, the Dark Horses got a big 1-0 win over Dixon, the number one team in the state right now. Carborough is at number two, and Carborough is still in it, playing first flight this upcoming week in the third round. So really big matchups coming up for the Dark Horses. Can they get past Durham School of the Arts and maybe a Dixon to beat up Carborough again in the regional final, in the regional round?
I'm going to be picking on probably the rest of the way through. That Dixon matchup is going to be interesting, to say the least, because Clinton has already beaten him once this season. So you kind of get the impression that Dixon's going to be looking for some redemption, especially here in the playoffs when it's, you know, go hard or go home. Both teams are going to be scrapping. That's going to be a very good matchup. And, again, I'm going to pick Clinton in it just because they have beat them already, but Dixon's going to be hungry.
Now, Carborough is playing first flight this upcoming week, and that's a rematch of last year's regional round game, as Carborough did beat them and went on to win the state championship in Raleigh that year, and it's in Raleigh again this year. So, can the Dark Horses get to Raleigh this year? That's a big question, and the Dark Horses haven't been able to get over that fourth round hump for the past years, and practically all sports the past couple of years, except women's basketball, obviously winning state championship this year. But is it the year of Clinton women's sports? Obviously, we've already had a women's basketball championship. Can the women's soccer team win a championship as well? That's the question here this week. But obviously, they've got to get over South Granville first.
That's right. You definitely want to get caught looking ahead. And me and you talking doesn't count as them looking ahead. I'm sure they have their mind set on South Granville, because, like me and you spoke about it, I think they know it's going to be a tough one.
And obviously, if they're looking ahead, they could possibly slip up and lose a game. But once they get over possibly at Dixon and get to a regional round against Carborough, I think they need to be looking straight at Carborough, not the state championship. Because you look at what happened last year, obviously a tight game going into the overtime there in Carborough. A tough physical game for the Dark Horses. Carborough is a very good team. They have a freshman or sophomore now. Really good. But the Dark Horses can do it if they believe, and they can take lessons from the women's basketball team in Clinton.
There you go.
Well, that does it here for the Sampson County Sports Podcast. Quick mention before we leave, the Clinton tennis team is on to the third round at North Johnson this week, and also this past weekend, the Midway Golf team came in fifth place out of 12 at the NCHSAA State Championship. So congratulations to the Midway Golf team. A great season there, and good luck to the Clinton tennis team. Well, I want to thank Darren Barefoot for joining me.
Yes, sir.
And that does it here for the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. For Darren Barefoot and everyone in the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening.